ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
My name's Corbin Middlemass. Alongside me, the man in the depth chart, the Australian cricket spinners, just behind the GOAT, Nathan Lyon. He's as good a spinner that we have in the country going around at the moment. His name's Matt Kuhneman, and he's in the box with me on ABC Sport. Matt, appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
It's nice to see you, but it means you're not playing for Tassie today in the Sheffield Shield. What's up with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, last week, a bit of a niggle on my side against New South Wales, so unfortunately I had to miss this game, but raring to go for round one of the Big Bash.
I was about to ask that, so it's just around the corner now. December 14, tournament starts. You guys start the following day, December 15, against the Renegades, so despite the side issue, no problems, you'll be right to go game one.
Yep, should be raring to go. Got some good physios up here and a good medical team, so yeah, absolutely pumped to be up here now and should be good to go.
I was lucky enough to be at your test debut in Delhi at Farrokhshah Kotla, the Aaron Jaitley Stadium, of course, and what a hell of a test match that was. And the Aussies obviously in a winning position for large periods, and obviously, as we know, on the subcontinent, when things change, it can change quickly. But all of a sudden, you're stringing these years together now where it feels like every year is just about as good as the last. You've represented Australia in all three formats in this calendar year alone. How's your cricket going overall? And you're still the right side of 30.
Yeah, no, it's been amazing. I think if you told me I'd play all three formats with Australia, I'd probably laugh, but it's an absolute dream come true, and I sort of love being a part of all three teams, and to sort of tick off that T20 against a great team like India was amazing. So, and to sort of play my first international game in Australia was really special for family and friends come out, and to see the Aussie crowd get behind the team was really cool.
You're the second best spinner in Australia behind Nathan Lyon, and Australia keep proving that in the way they select teams. But it feels like it's when the team goes to the subcontinent, you're in the mix. Outside of that, it's tough to get a look in. Even in the Caribbean, for example, the pitches were different than perhaps they would have been 5-10 years ago in that part of the world. How do you go in your communication with the selectors to sort of stay ready while also knowing, look, the chances, particularly in home summers for the time being, might be few and far between?
Yeah, they're great at communication. I think Every year I've been a part of, you sort of know what's coming up and what to get ready for, and it's quite simple, really. I think if I'm not sort of playing for Australia, you're back playing for Tasmania and just sort of contributing to wins. Like, if it means, because it can be a tough place to bowl down there in Bellarive, and sort of biding my place until you get a venue like Adelaide, which might spin, or down at SCG. So sort of just playing my best cricket for Tasmania sort of looks after itself, but you always check in here and there throughout the summer. If the boys are in Sydney, I might go have a bowl with him, and always in contact all the time, especially with Nathan Lyon. He's been excellent for me in my career, and it's something I'm very fortunate about.
So why the move? Queenslander end up in Tasmania, even though you're seemingly next in line in terms of the Australian test spinning ranks. Why did you decide to go to Tassie?
Yeah, I was sort of stuck behind Swepo and playing predominantly just white ball cricket for Queensland, and opportunity arose, and it's something I'm forever grateful for, that opportunity, and it's given me a chance to play Shield cricket, which I absolutely love. I think it's the best, my favourite format of the red ball, favourite format of the game. So it was opportunity, and yeah, it's sort of the best decision I've made really in my life.
So last four times you bowled in Test cricket, you've gone 5 wickets, 4 wickets, 3 wickets, 4 wickets. There's incredible returns in goal in Sri Lanka at the start of the year, so 16 wickets. What followed was the whole circus and the postscript, obviously, where you had to go through an investigation for your action, which, of course, you passed clearly. But it was interesting at the time that when you were first reported, you had an unusual ally in Ravi Chandran Ashwin, of course, the legendary Indian spinner who immediately came out straight away and had done a video years earlier breaking down your action. Is it something that had happened to you previously or through the ranks where there are people that look at the way you bowl, perhaps from the naked eye, and get the wrong idea as to the way you're delivering it, which under further investigation was clearly proven that you're absolutely within the legal limit?
Yeah, I think when you're playing in, especially international level, there's always going to be people looking at you and sort of breaking down your action. But the whole time I was highly confident I was fine. So I think you bowl that many balls in the nets, I know exactly what I'm doing. So through the whole process, I was really confident. That's why it wasn't a big deal to me, and it was very easy to sort of get back and get back playing as soon as possible for Tasmania. So just one of them things in your career that it feels now it was ages ago, but it actually wasn't. But like I said, I was always confident, and it was pretty cool to listen to Ashwin speak about my action. So I mean, that's the fact that he does that is pretty cool.
Had it ever happened at lower level or anything like that?
No, never.
Bizarre. And then all of a sudden I felt for you, to be honest. You're in this great moment in your test career. You're man of the series, 16 wickets, a phenomenal run that you had over there. And then all of a sudden that was the postscript. But Ravichandran Ashwin straight onto it. And he'd said, yep, first time I saw him, we broke down his action and looked at all the different things he did. And you can tell he's a hardcore cricket nerd in our Ashwin, and was pretty happy to throw his support behind you. So the Big Bash coming up, it's around the corner again. How do you go this time of year as you transition out of the white clothing to the white ball?
Yeah, I think more so last year I put a lot of time into my Red Bull stuff. That was mainly because the Tour of Sri Lanka was coming up. So this time I've been lucky enough to be part of the T20 squad the last 6 months. And so my T20 game is, I'm really confident at the moment. Sort of reading the game a bit better and just being able to work alongside Zamps and Dan Vettori and even Mitch Marsh as a captain. It's been excellent. So I'm really confident where my game is at in that format. And hopefully I can put a couple of good performances for the Heat and we go a long way to winning the title again.
There's also a nice little tournament early next year, which might have your name on it. Obviously, the team has to go to India. I imagine that's something that you would have your eyes on, is the potential to be able to be part of that squad?
Yeah, definitely. I think it'd be amazing to be part of a World Cup campaign, especially when back in Sri Lanka and in India. So this team has had a lot of success, and the way they're sort of transitioning the last 12 months has been really exciting with the way the batters are going and the way the bowlers are bowling. It's just really exciting. It's sort of just fearless cricket, really. So, it's a very easy team to come in and out of. So, hopefully I'm part of that, and we can hold the trophy at the end.
Matt Kuhneman with me on Grandstand Cricket through ABC Sport. Of course, he's going to turn out for the Brisbane Heat. You can hear all the coverage of the Big Bash right here on ABC Sport. It starts December 14. Scorchers up against the Sixers, and then the following day, you'll see Matt Kuhneman in action for the Heat when they take on the Melbourne Renegades. This test match here, have you caught much of it over the last 2 days?
Yeah, I have. I was on a flight yesterday, so I missed that. But I think the benefit of a pink ball test match, you've got to watch it before you go to bed, and it's awesome. So I caught up with Nathan Lyon this morning. I ran into him at the gym, so we'll have a chat with him.
How's he?
Yeah, he's all right. Obviously, he'd love to be playing, but no, he understands and is in good spirits.
I was about to ask you, would you like to bowl on this pitch?
I'd love to. I'd love to. I think it looks like a nice wicket, to be fair. So I think it might break up and spin a bit more towards the end, but I think the way the Aussies bowled yesterday was beautiful.
He's still only 29, Matt Kuhneman. Plenty of time for him to play a whole lot more test cricket, and hopefully for your sake, Matt, in the not-too-distant future here at home as well. Earliest test memories? I imagine as a Queenslander, you would have come to the Gabba as a young man. What are your earliest memories coming to watch test cricket here?
Mitch Johnson's, I watched him play down here, and I remember he signed my hat, so I was forever grateful for that. And I was here with my dad, watched Sid's Peter Steele get his hat-trick. That's probably the earliest and probably one of the best experiences I've ever been a part of. So that was awesome.
On his birthday, of course.
On his birthday, yeah.
What a day. The Ashes hat-trick from Peter Siddle. Cuny, all the very best for the upcoming Big Bash and everything that has to follow. We love the way you go about it and appreciate your time on ABC Sport.
Thank you very much. Cheers.